Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for each life path number for the full moon that's going to be occurring on May 23rd, 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you're interested in learning more about your own personal numerology, your forecasts, or anything to do with the energies that you signed up for in this lifetime, I would love to take a look. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number four. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 13-4 at this time. So ultimately your own vibration of the four, but then you do have this influencing energy of the 13, which can bring about transformation and a whole lot of the need for committing to something and persistence, right? Which is right up your alley, but you could see some major transformations occur under this full moon or some major things coming to culmination that then require you to maybe move in a different direction or take a different approach. I would say that your sort of key words for this full moon are going to be communication and creativity, because you have that strong influence of the three, as well as the one, which is all about creation, creativity, you know, using your own ingenuity, going after your greater visions, creating some kind of a resource or solution, which the four is automatically by default, pretty much very solution focused in its nature. And so you could see that a lot of like creative opportunities present themselves for you at this time, or a lot of inspirations or ideas could come in for you. And it might be different than how you've normally approached things or how you've, you know, worked in the past. And I would say definitely embrace it if you can, because of course you can, but I would say embrace it because it might bring you some, a broader perspective that can really, just really put the wind in your sails when it comes to your creative work. The other thing I would say is with communication, this is definitely going to be an emphasis at this full moon is communication. So you may find that you need to communicate differently, whether it's with people who you are, you know, like if you're the mentor or if you're the manager or whatever, or the teacher. It may be that, you know, people aren't understanding you or people are misunderstanding you because of your approach with your communication. So a lot of times with four energy, we can assume that people automatically get it, right? And so we're trying to explain something or talk about something and, you know, it's a blank stare that we're getting back. And it's just, it's not that the person isn't capable of grasping the information or grasping what it is that we're trying to share. It's just that we might need to adjust the way that we communicate what it is that we're trying to communicate. So you just really need to know your audience and sort of know how they learn and how they sort of, you know, take in information. And you may have to make some adjustments there. And that can feel uncomfortable, but it'll serve you in the long run to do that because you'll be able to actually get your point across. So you might see communication come in very strongly around this time. You could also see lines of communication open up. So if there was miscommunication or, you know, there was something was lost in translation, you could see that kind of resurface at this time. You could see sort of the floodgates open when it comes to transportation, communication, and what it is that you're trying to share, right? And what others are trying to share with you. So communication is very strong at this full moon. And I think that there's probably going to come in something where we need to be mindful of how we are communicating. If your approach is sort of that holier than thou, I'm teaching you and you don't know, but I know and let me tell you type thing, you're not going to get very far. That's, you know, the people are going to turn off or get defensive with that. And so I would say, you know, just be very mindful of how it is that you're communicating, what it is that you're trying to get across. And you might find that that shift or that change will go a long way. The other thing I would say about this is definitely like self-starter type of energy and putting your ideas out there. This is your time to shine. So the question becomes, what's holding you back? And you might say, well, you know, I'm trying to shine, but the universe keeps holding me back, or I keep hitting these roadblocks. You know, that's very normal for four energy to hit a lot of roadblocks and a lot of tests and challenges on their path to accomplishing something, you know, but this is kind of a different energy where it kind of comes back to check your belief systems about yourself, check your, you know, self-defeating thoughts, your self-doubt, imposter syndrome, whatever it is that comes up for you that is holding you back from really just putting yourself out there and really just sharing your wealth of information, your expertise, your ideas with the world. Really check in with yourself with that to see, you know, what is it that's really holding you back from doing that? Because this is such a great energy with this three energy to shine and to be seen and to be heard and to be experienced and to network and to collaborate and to, you know, receive the accolades and the rewards for the work that you've been doing. So this is definitely not a time to hide in the shadows or to minimize whatever it is you're trying to share or yourself. This is a time to be bold and be the star that you are. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.